Okay. Well, of course, our farm is a general, what you call a general fruit farm. My grandfather started it years ago, and he was one of the major peach growers here in the in this area when peach growing was sort of a new thing here. And of course, he grew other crops, I think, prior to that time. And my uncle took over the farm after he died. And my uncle was really, he was a major in animal husbandry at the University of Georgia. Well, he came back to the farm and became interested in developing new types of fruits for the area. And throughout his lifetime, he's really built a good operation of several different kinds of fruits. The pecan trees on this farm were, of course, planted by my grandfather years ago. He would interplant pecan trees in peach orchards. And when the pecan trees became so big that the peach trees would suffer from the competition, then he would pull the peach trees out and he would have a pecan orchard. And that's how we have all these pecan trees right now, is that he interplanted all these things and all of these pecans, and so we ended up with a lot of pecan trees. Well, when my uncle took over the farm, of course, most of our land had been interplanted in pecan trees. So he started to lease land to grow peaches on. And he went out and leased up land from absentee landowners that had property who were not farming it. And he would plant peach orchards on it. Well, he built this up gradually over a number of years. Later on, he started in 1958 the apple project. At that time, no apples were grown this far south. Most of the apples were grown in North Georgia and North Carolina from that point on up. And his college professor told him when he was at the University of Georgia that that apples could not be grown in Fort Valley because of it was too hot down here. Well, he was kind of, he's sort of a stubborn man, you might say, and he didn't really, when somebody told him he couldn't do something, that challenged him, see. So he started in 1958 planting apples. So then we were working into another crop. We had pecans, peaches, and apples. And of course, you've seen other crops like the kiwi fruit, which I planted myself 3 years ago. We got some seed from California and we germinated them and planted around 2 dozen plants of those. And the pears, we've just been planting a few pears all along to try to find a good pear that might be commercially acceptable for this area. One of the diseases of pears is fire blight, and so you have to find a variety of pear that does not fire blight. And fire blight is also a problem on apple trees. And in the early days, there was really no control for fire blight. And when streptomycin sulfate came on the market, then streptomycin sprays could be used against fire blight organisms. And so, consequently, we began to get the fire blight under control. And so we've just about whipped the fire blight problem down here with the right kind of sprays at the right time and the right concentration.